You may actually recognize that tune. The sounds there of Egyptians singing their national anthem with more than a little quaver of emotion more than a year ago when they learned that Hosni Mubarak was on the way out as president. You can hear the pride and the uncertainty about the future. In political terms, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak's passing, you might say, came a while ago. Here is General Omar Suleiman, who can't even say the word resign in announcing something. Listen, Mubarak will waive, he says, the presidency.
My fellow citizens, at these hard circumstances our country is experiencing, President Mohammed Hosni Mubarak has decided to waive the office of the President of the Republic and instructed the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces to run the affairs of the country.
Waive, stepping aside, resignation, the inevitability of the Arab Spring rendered Mubarak's 30-year rule an eye blink of history, a tiny bump in a road toward the future. But what a transformation. The only man most Egyptians had ever known as president was suddenly a footnote, an inconvenient truth, a fallen war hero, a criminal defendant.
All these accusations, I deny them all. I have not committed any such crimes.
1 year ago, Hosni Mubarak in court denying that he ordered demonstrators in Tahrir Square shot, denying charges of corruption, insisting that he should be allowed to live out his years in peace, insisting that his health was failing. Well, those are the reports this morning. He was not the man who claimed to be a dashing pilot, a war hero, the face of Egypt itself.
Hosni Mubarak, who is addressing you today, takes pride in the long years he spent serving Egypt and its people. This dear and beloved homeland is my homeland, like as it is the motherland of all the Egyptians, in which I lived and for which I fought. I defended its soil, sovereignty and interest, and I will die on the soil of Egypt, and I will be judged by history for my merits and demerits.
It is this legacy of proud service colliding with his attempt to stand and halt the march of history which complicates the identity of Hosni Mubarak, reportedly lying close to death but still very much alive. Egypt will move on into this uncharted political territory, knowing that Mubarak will not accompany his nation into the next chapter of history.
As this report goes to press, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is fighting for his life. After more than a 9-hour operation overnight to stop a double cerebral hemorrhage, Sharon has not regained consciousness and is on a respirator.
Think of it. This is history repeating itself, though, in a drama which unfolded more than 6 years ago across the border in Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, a leader grappling with the stiff current of history, he stumbled, succumbs to a stroke, sinks into a coma, where he stays to this day.
The Palestinians caused most of the wars in the Middle East in the last 48 years. Most of the wars were caused by or started by Palestinian terror, Israeli reaction, and interference by the Arab and neighbor countries.
Listen to him there. Ariel Sharon, also a dashing war hero for decades, intransigent, unbending, the fighter, confronting enemies and allies alike, like Egypt, without flinching.
Egypt is building tremendous military strength and the largest Air Force in the Middle East, and they are manufacturing between 5 to 6 Scud missiles. It's a surface-to-surface missile per month.
For Israelis who supported him, as well as those who bitterly opposed Ariel Sharon, the idea of Israel without him was difficult to imagine. He was unstoppable. Neither scandal nor battlefield could contain him for long. And so when he was declared unfit to serve, permanently lost to a severe stroke, in a coma, Israelis could barely believe this voice could ever be silenced.
Israel is a peace-seeking country. We believe in peace. We are committed to peace. Of course, in order to achieve peace in the Middle East, first of all, we have to have their security. It should be a full cessation of terror, hostilities, and incitement. And of course, we must have a partner for negotiations. At the present time, we don't see yet a partner. We hope it will be a partner there. with whom we'll be able to move forward, first to achieve a durable peace in the area, and second, of course, to provide the security to the citizens of our countries. And of course, one of the most important things is how really to take all the necessary steps to make the life of the Palestinians and other nations in the region better than they are now.
Each one of those camera clicks capturing an image that haunts Israeli politics to this day. Sharon's medical condition is a constant subject in the Israeli media, even now. He haunts the Middle East countries where his footprints can still be found on quiet battlefields. But Ariel Sharon is no more, just not gone. Something like how this broadcast from 1953 still haunts Russians, the death of Joseph Stalin, a man the people of the Soviet Union scarcely believed could be mortal. Joe Stalin ruled the Soviet Union for less time than Hosni Mubarak ruled Egypt, and Stalin's record of slaughter, repression, and conquest are not in any sense challenged by the Egyptian dictator. Yet when he died, the conspiracy theories of his frozen or still alive body were born. Unlike Stalin himself, these theories, this unwillingness to believe the end had come, persists. Haunting, like Hosni Mubarak, will haunt Egypt. A man who defined a generation lies reportedly in a coma as his country wearily and tentatively moves on. Egyptians coming to grips with the possibility, the reality, that this voice leading Egyptians for 30 years has gone silent.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.